You're listening to LCC Alumni Stories, a show dedicated to highlighting the amazing alumni of Lansing Community College. I'm Steve Robinson, president of LCC, and on each episode, I have the awesome privilege of getting to know one of our many inspiring alums and hearing about their experiences at and since leaving LCC. The LCC alumni community is expansive and far-reaching. They're an incredibly diverse group of people, representative of all walks of life, working in hundreds of industries across the country. LCC Alumni Stories shines a bright light on alumni who make positive contributions to their communities and showcases those who've overcome obstacles and barriers to achieve academic and personal success. These are their dynamic stories. My guest today is Kenai Caldwell, who studied here at LCC and currently works as a campus recruitment coordinator for Ernst & Young. Kenai, thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Dr. Robertson. I'm very excited to be here and to share my story. Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to talk to you. So you are currently working at Ernst & Young, and you talk to college students about careers at your company. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so not much to tell right now because I'm actually still in training.
Okay.
I started with the firm about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, fantastic. So, congratulations on the new gig.
Thank you. I'm still learning a lot, lots of trainings, lots of meetings. But essentially, yes, you're right. I'll be helping college students get internship opportunities, full-time positions with our accounting firm, specifically in our service line for strategies and transactions.
Great. Well, I know the employment market is incredibly competitive right now. So you've got a daunting task of trying to attract recent grads to come work for your firm because they have so many choices. What were you doing before you got hired by Ernst & Young?
And so that's a really good question because I specifically chose this position because in my previous role, I was an admissions counselor. So I was working with students and I really enjoyed recruitment. I enjoyed the whole process of helping students make, you know, a big life decision on where they're going to go, you know, which many students can find that to be a daunting task. And so from my own experience being a first-gen student, I felt as though it was important that I was definitely someone to implement change and have an impact to students. And so I just found I wanted to do it on a larger scale, which then brought me to Ernst & Young. But previously, I was actually out at my old alma mater, Michigan State University.
Mm-hmm. Mine too.
Go green.
Go white.
And so I was out there doing admissions work. And so I did that for about 2 years, and it was a great experience. Just connecting with people that I used to actually learn from as instructors and working side by side, it was really a full circle moment for me.
So I'm always curious to talk to colleagues in higher ed. You did admissions at an R1 Big Ten university for a couple of years. Tell me about that a little bit. What is it like to, in the life of an admissions person, to try to attract students to an institution like Michigan State? Tell me a little bit about your day-to-day and what it was like in that role.
Well, first and foremost, just from me being an alum,
mm-hmm.
I already have a love for Michigan State. Mm-hmm. And so trying to convey that to students, I think, can be tricky because, you know, you have your own experiences. You're trying to relate to them in a way to say, hey, I did this. You can also do this. But I would say it's really about, you know, figuring out what it is that a student wants.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes I've been when I was an admissions counselor, I've been in settings where I would be on a high school visit or doing a college fair. And I think sometimes students were very surprised that, you know, I wasn't forcing them or trying to pull them to come to Michigan State. You know, it's a matter of, is this a best fit for
mm-hmm,
you?
Mm-hmm.
And so having that conversation, I think, made students feel a little bit more comfortable, especially coming from a big university. I would say to work there, to start as a student and then to work for Michigan State, it was definitely a transition where trying to take off that student hat and really put on an admissions counselor role and say, okay, I'm not a student anymore. I'm an admissions counselor.
Right.
So that definitely was a transition, but working for a Big Ten university was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I had a great undergrad experience and even better professional experience.
Well, that's cool. And it sounds like a lot of those experiences that you had in admissions at MSU will really translate to this new role at Ernst & Young. You're essentially doing the same thing. You're kind of presenting an opportunity to folks, and it's a talent attraction position, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. I'll be helping students navigate their professional aspirations and really finding the best fit for employment now. And so I always love working with students. I just think that they're fresh, they have new ideas, and I really do believe that with the position that I'm in, I do have an opportunity to really impact students' lives.
Well, that's fantastic. And you mentioned that you're a first-gen college student. That's a big passion of ours at LCC. So tell me your college story. You're the first person in your family to go to college. What was that like for you? Where did you go to high school, and how did you find your way to post-secondary?
I will for sure say it was a lot of questions, mm-hmm. and not all the time a lot of answers. It took me a lot of asking things that I thought were the right questions, also adapting and really accepting the fact that they're just things that I don't know, mm-hmm. and not being hard on myself mm-hmm. for that, and understanding that I need to take these experiences that I do have and learn from them so that I can help, you know, my siblings or help, in my professional sense, students that were just like me. Mm-hmm. So I definitely did take a sense of ownership in that when I was going through my journey of I wanted to be an impact. I didn't want students to experience the same, just experiences where you just felt like maybe you're inadequate or maybe you don't deserve to be here just because you don't feel, quote unquote, prepared. And so I definitely did take that college experience to heart, and I did my best to maximize my opportunities at MSU.
And that's so important because, I mean, I talk to first-generation college students all the time, and there is that imposter syndrome, like, you know, I couldn't possibly be here, that kind of thing. Where'd you go to high school?
So I am from the Lansing area, uh-huh. so I am a Viking. I went to Lansing Everett.
Okay, great.
And so I am very proud to be a part of the Lansing School District, mm-hmm. go off to be still close, relatively close to the community, going to Michigan State, and then even finding employment in the area soon after college. And so, yes, I am a Viking, and yeah, I don't know what else to say about that.
No, that's great. And, you know, from an economic development standpoint, we love it when our most talented folks stay here, right? You know, so you grew up here, you went to college here, now you got a great job here. That's awesome. So talk to me a little bit. One of the things I'm really excited to talk to you about is you mentioned that, you know, so you go from Everett to Michigan State, but you have an interesting LCC story. You took classes here, and I the name of the podcast is Alumni Stories. I have a very broad definition. We do. Of what alumni are. Our community colleges touch all kinds of folks, including folks who go directly to baccalaureate programs. So first of all, tell me what you studied at Michigan State and how did LCC become a part of your undergrad experience?
So great question, very loaded answer. So just preface that. So starting at MSU, I actually applied as a nursing major. Got to MSU. I did a lot of pre-college programs where I was working at a hospital. I was in high school. Mm-hmm. So I really thought when I got to MSU, I was going to be a nurse. Mm-hmm. And you get to college, life happens. You find yourself not enjoying your classes as much, or maybe, you know, you're not finding an interest in what you're actually doing. And that's what happened to me when I got to Michigan State. And so I ended up making a major change, which flexibility that you have at MSU. So I was able to change my major into something that would align with the classes that I already had taken, and then also align with my interest. And so I really enjoyed people. Mm-hmm. I was working on campus in the residential halls, and so I was helping students make their transition to college.
Yeah.
So I caught on to that. I knew that I wanted to work with students and just didn't really know what that looked like.
Uh-huh.
I had an amazing advisor who said, okay, well, you have all these credits. You definitely don't want to start over.
Right.
So how can we, you know, still get your interest in but have you graduate in a timely manner? So in about 4 years. So I ended up changing my major to interdisciplinary studies, which is more of a broad major. And I was able to take a cognate in anthropology because I really enjoyed studying students and people and how we interact with one another, which I believe is also similar to you, right?
I had a MSU cognate in anthropology too. We have all this in common. So keep going. Interdisciplinary studies.
Correct. Yep. So I love my anthropology classes. I was so bummed that I didn't make this discovery early on because, of course, now at this point, I'm about 2 years in, and so I'm pretty much taking what I need to graduate.
Right.
And so in that time, because I was a nursing major, there's tons of science courses.
Right.
And I found myself really struggling at MSU being in very large classes. And so I took the summer as an opportunity for me to come to LCC and take smaller classes and take a lot of some of those heavier loaded math and science courses and get that one-on-one attention. And so that's what LCC gave me in the summer. I am a Promise Scholar. And so because I graduated from a high school in the Lansing area,
right.
I was able to take advantage of a scholarship opportunity, or basically I was able to take my classes for free here at LCC. So
that's another reason I'm really happy to talk to you, because we're very excited and proud about the Lansing Promise and the Lansing Promise Scholars. So congratulations. Thanks for being a Promise Scholar. And I think this is something that more people should know about. You and I, we're big Spartan fans, right? We like Michigan State, but you said something really important in terms of a distinction between a place like Lansing Community College and MSU. So you found smaller class sizes here at LCC in the hard sciences. Tell me a little bit more about what those experiences were like for you here at LCC studying with our great faculty.
Yeah, so I actually have a very close history with LCC. So I was always around campus per se. Okay. I have a mother that actually works for the college. And so I kind of grew up in the library a little bit. So
Great. It
was very funny because I would be going to class and then I would go to the library to study. And then I would see people that knew me and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're here now as a young adult and you're doing classes. I remember when you were a child. So I was very familiar with the campus, but more on just being a little kid wandering hallways and finding things I probably shouldn't find and just kind of being mischievous.
Right,
but
yeah, it's the parents' workplace.
Exactly.
Kind of I'm very familiar. Yeah.
Exactly. I was like, go somewhere, sit down, just don't make any noise. So that was kind of my experience. But then to be here as a student, I really got to see what all LCC had to offer. And so being in those smaller classrooms, I had a relationship with my professors. I was also able to take advantage of tutoring opportunities. So I stayed in the tutoring labs, and I think it's the Learning Commons that you all have. And
right.
So I was able to build a connection with them as well. And so I felt as though I was able to really excel in those science courses just because I had a lot of that one-on-one attention. And it wasn't hard to find. It was in close proximity. I didn't have to walk too far. So I definitely think I might not have enjoyed my science classes as much if I would have went to MSU and taken them versus coming to LCC for the summer.
Well, I love hearing you say that for a couple reasons, because for me, this is a both and. You know, we MSU is great, LCC is great, but one of the contrasts that you just drew out is, in addition to the small class size, is these opportunities for more engagement and more one-on-one time with tutors, with faculty members. And it sounds like that's what you found in our science, because we have fantastic faculty. And again, I am a big proponent of large universities. All three of my degrees are from a big, R1 university. But I'm the same way. I didn't do great in those giant lecture hall classes. And so one of the things that we have going here is this laser focus on teaching. So those hard sciences that you got taken care of here, it sounds like gave you some forward momentum at MSU. And even though you changed your major, allowed you to get the kind of gen ed credits that you needed to graduate.
Absolutely. I would say, like you said, even though I did change my major, my courses were transferable.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to even use those courses as I changed my major for my new study. So it all really ended up working out, and I didn't have to come out of my own pocket to do it. So I would say that was a pretty big win for me.
It's a big win, and it's a big win for the community, because the folks who created the Lansing Promise, that's an investment in the future of our community, right? And the funders for the Lansing Promise will literally jump up and down when they hear our interview, because this is the outcome they were looking for. Smart, talented people in Lansing, staying in Lansing because of that investment. So I have kind of a hard question for you, and you can answer honestly, because
okay.
our relationship with Michigan State is really great right now. It has probably never been better. We have this wonderful program called Envision Green. But I want to ask you, what was it like for you in transferring those credits? Was it easy? Were there hurdles? Were there obstacles? Tell me a little bit about what it was like once you took the classes here. Were they able to transfer over seamlessly? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so for me, it was a seamless process,
good.
Which I do know for some students, that's not always the case. And mm-hmm. it could be a matter of them just not knowing about some of the tools that are online that they can take advantage of. But for me, it was as simple as me taking the classes, sending my transcript over, and my credits appearing on my transcript
that's
at MSU.
That's music to my ears. Who told you what classes to take?
So I worked with my advisor at MSU, and then when I came to LCC, of course, I confirmed that. I mm-hmm. enrolled. I believe I did go to the Star Zone. But it looked different back then.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot snazzier now, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, we jazzed it up over there.
Oh yeah. I mean, I wish I would have, you know, seen the Star Zone back then. But mm-hmm. still, great service. But yeah. So I pretty much I went to the Star Zone, signed up for classes. I was able to get my scholarship for the Promise, and it was a very seamless process. People at LCC connected me to who I needed to connect to, and I got a response back in a timely manner, and I was able to take my classes and transfer them.
That's the goal. That's what we're looking for. And one of the things about your story that does excite me is, even though it's only a few classes, mm-hmm. it sounds like being here at LCC and that those transfer classes, those experiences, they're still an important part of your undergrad experience, right? You kind of consider yourself an MSU student, but also an LCC student.
Absolutely. I would say I think it does depend on the student. It is subjective. So mm-hmm. I took advantage of the opportunities here. So I went to the tutoring center. I met people there, and we formed study groups. And so I think that's just my personality. I rather not operate in a bubble. I rather, you know, work collaboratively.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, if you're a student like that, there's definitely opportunities here for it. And if you do want to kind of isolate yourself and focus, I think there's room for that as well. So it really just depends on the student.
Well, that's great. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, from my perspective, this is the community college really fulfilling its promise, all the way from, you know, getting a two-year degree or getting a job right after that, or those key classes that you need provided in a mode that maybe was better suited for you. The smaller class size, the, you know, what we call wraparound services. These are folks who are really going to be here to ensure that you have some success. Question, did you talk to any of your MSU colleagues, fellow students, about what was happening here when you were taking your classes here? Did you meet any other MSU students who were doing what you were doing?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I met other MSU students while I was a student, but also when I was working here at LCC, I happened to take shifts at the East Campus.
Sure.
And I seen a lot of MSU students taking advantage of course opportunities, and even with it being in close proximity to MSU, it definitely was a good sell for students to go and take classes. And so I definitely did have other students like me, you know, I seen you in my math class and now you're
yeah.
here. You know, it's like, oh yeah, we're taking the same science class. So,
definitely. That's really interesting to me, because some of our listeners, people who are listening to us right now, might not know about LCC East. So we have a location that's pretty much, it's almost on campus, right? It's across from like where Fee Hall and everything is. We're essentially right there. Off of Hagedorn.
Yep.
And that's, we've been there for a while, and that's an important physical presence for us. The other thing that, you know, your experience is pretty recent, like with, you know, within mm-hmm. the last few years, but folks have been doing what you did for a long time, including my father-in-law. My father-in-law was one of our very first LCC students in the 50s and went on and got a degree at Michigan State. So this is another tool that folks have in their toolbox for earning a bachelor's degree. The other thing that impresses me that I'd love you to talk about a little bit is some people who've done what you've done, taken a handful of classes at the community college, but graduate from a place like MSU, they do that, it helps them, and then they don't talk about it. It sounds like you talk about it. You tell people you went to LCC.
Oh, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
I would say it's something not only that I talk about, I encourage students to do. So even in me working at MSU and essentially helping recruit students to be Spartans, there were still moments where I did work with transfer students and we talked about how can they maximize their credit use.
Right.
And so what would it mean to go to their community college, complete an associate's degree, you know, earn their 60 credits and complete the latter half, so another 60 credits at a four-year institution. So that's definitely a conversation that I constantly was having with students and really helping them understand, you know, what the advantages were of taking community college courses. You know, you absolutely can take your summer courses at your four-year institution, but, you know, if you're thinking about commuting back home or trying to find just a place to stay during the summer, that can be a pretty big penny for some people to take on. And so I don't think students always realize, you know, going to community college doesn't mean, you know, you're going there because you had no choice or you're going there because you weren't smart enough to go to a four-year. It's really a well-rounded, informed decision that you make. You know, we have students that are, and this is, I tend to do this because I'm so used to being an admissions counselor, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir, but, you know, you have students in high school that are dual enrolled. And so they're taking advantage of college level courses in high school.
Yes.
You know, so you have high schoolers leaving with 60 credits and associate's degree, and they're halfway through their college degree and they haven't even stepped foot on a campus.
That's right.
So I think it's important that students do rethink the way that they look at community colleges. And so just with my own experience and knowing that there were lots of opportunities that I missed out on just for me being not present in the moment, that's something I do try to provide opportunities for students to kind of see the full picture.
Well, thanks for telling that story, because a lot of folks who haven't had experiences with our institutions don't have that vantage point. So all of those folks that you were advising and talking about higher education, you are making an impact by letting people know that that's a great pathway. And you're exactly right about dual enrollment. At a previous college, I would teach and give associate degrees to students a month before they graduated from high school.
Right.
I would attend both their college and their high school graduation, and they actually graduated from college first.
Exactly.
And one other thought I wanted to share with you is I think the landscape as between big universities and community colleges has changed a little bit in the last 10, 20 years. Mm-hmm. There was once upon a time where we might have been competing for students, whereas I think we're working together. A previous research university president in my former job told me that he didn't view us as a competitor because it wasn't in his university's best interest if his students ran out of money before they graduated.
Right.
And so they actively told their students to take classes at community colleges because it meant they graduated on time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this has been a fantastic conversation. I do have one more question for you that, and then a request.
Okay.
So the question is, so now you're transitioning to talent attraction for a big firm, right? The question I have is, when you see community college experience on an applicant's resume or in their background, I know what that communicates to me. It communicates that they're kind of a self-starter. They made things happen for themselves, and they may have had a more kind of real world or diverse experience than somebody who went straight off to an elite college. What does it look like to you when you see some of the applicants to your firm having had the kind of experiences you've had, where they attended a community college?
Absolutely. And I will say I haven't actually looked at applications yet with my firm, so I can't necessarily speak to that. But what I can say is the mentality that I do bring to the firm, just with me having a higher ed background, I do look at those students as self-starters. I do look at them as those are students that have made an informed decision and they essentially know what they want to do.
Right.
I think sometimes community college students might have a stigma of, oh, they couldn't get into a four-year institution. That's why they went there. But that's not always the case. Most of them know what the advantages are of going to a community college financially. And so them making that transition to college, they actually end up being sometimes more successful than those students that did start in their first semester at a four-year institution. So me seeing a student that went to a community college, then went to a four-year institution and excelled, I would definitely say that is a student that I would keep my eye on. I would look at them and I would see, you know, what does their academic history look like? Mm-hmm. And so I would say, just coming from an admissions standpoint, I'm looking at the whole picture, not necessarily one, you know, love MSU, but, you know, one bright Spartan. It's like, okay, well, they're also a star. They're an LCC star. Yeah, uh-huh. So, you know, let's couple that, you know, let's not diminish the fact that they went to a community college. They had to start to get to where they are now. So
I agree with you. I might even go one step further, that if I saw community college experience on somebody's resume, to me, that would communicate that they've been in more diverse groups of folks, right? So in a community college classroom, much wider age range, right? My first community college class, like, there were students in my class that were older than my parents, you know, and my previous teaching and learning experience was much more homogenous. There were folks who, you know, were about the same age as me and had the same kind of background as me. And every community college classroom I've ever been in has been, you know, there's a great variety of backgrounds. And if you're talking about attracting employees to a new organization, those are the folks you want to have, who have maybe a broader, bigger picture of the world. Well, Kanai, this has been a wonderful conversation. Thank you for letting folks know that you're an LCC star.
Absolutely.
And that's my request. That is the request I want to make is, continue to tell people that. Make sure that LCC is there on your LinkedIn profile. And when you talk to people, tell your community college story, because it's a really cool story.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's been great. LCC Alumni Stories is recorded at Lansing Community College and produced by Vidalian Lowry in the WLNZ studio. The soundtrack is licensed through DeWolf Music and was performed by Ian Mahanty. Thanks for listening. Tune into future episodes and learn more about what our alumni have been up to. And if you are an LCC alum and want to share your story, send me an email at steve_robinson@lcc.edu. Until then, keep learning. This has been LCC Connect, Voices, Vibes, Vision.